we're starting our new series on Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein.
This morning, we're going to hear from a woman who's making shocking allegations against Ghislaine Maxwell. In her new book, Silence No More, Surviving My Journey to Hell and Back, Sarah Ransom says she was recruited into Jeffrey Epstein's alleged sex trafficking ring back in 2006.
She was very effervescent and bubbly at first when you would meet her. She was lovely. She had a great vocabulary. She was one of those people who could talk to anyone and make them laugh. But she was also very silly and immature, like she was a teenager.
A shocking new report from the New York Times sheds light on the connection between Microsoft founder Bill Gates and the late Jeffrey Epstein.
She says when she was 17, she was trafficked to the prince by the pedophile businessman Jeffrey Epstein, ably assisted by his sex offender partner, Ghislaine Maxwell.
That what Jeffrey Epstein and Ms. Maxwell did is just one of the most disgusting things you can imagine for these young women, but I'm glad she's gonna essentially spend the rest of her life in jail.
Theories, not facts.
Okay, so like we said, we're going to be talking about, you know, our everyone's favorite people, Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, XOXO.
A lot of people that are listening may not know who Ghislaine Maxwell is. So, like we said in our mini last week, we are going to be talking about Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, but, like, we're going to be heavily talking about the case that just happened. If you don't know what that's about, we'll talk about it soon, but Ghislaine Maxwell was basically on trial for, like, 17 days, and we're going to be talking about all of that, but also we're going to be talking about what led up to that case and what led up to her getting arrested. And the aftermath and the things that have been happening during the case, which, as most of you know, everybody, besides now, because this case was happening before the Ukraine war, other than now, the hot topic on the news has been, obviously, COVID. And everybody's been talking about COVID and, oh my gosh, the spike and da-da-da-da. Like, they've been talking about it. Now they're talking about Ukraine, but before
that,
this
got rushed over.
This whole thing that happened, like, nobody was talking about it.
And this has to do with, you know, pizza gate.
P exclamation point Z Z A G A T 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one.
So, first, what we wanted to hit first was, quote, pedophile island. So, we're going to be talking about Jeffrey Epstein first. Like I said, giving you guys the lead up to what happened. So, Jeffrey Epstein's island, which we've talked about before, I feel like, but we have never gone in depth to the island itself.
I don't think we have. No.
We've mentioned it, but like, cause some of this I didn't know. Like, some of the stuff that I found in my research, other than the podcast that me and Tori have been listening to, which shout out all the credit, not all of it, but a lot of the credit, like the cases and the what was going on in the cases. The reason why me and Tori know about it is because we found journalists that got to sit in. They have a podcast called True Anon, TRUEANON, Anon. It's really good. They have, like, really mesmerizing voices.
Yeah, I really like listening to them.
They're, like, very plain and very to the point. Like that, you know?
Exactly.
Like,
me and you are like, yeah, no. We sound like a bunch of hicks.
That, well, one of our fans likes that. She's from, like, Illinois.
Yeah, she says, y'all's country accents are so cute.
She's like, that's what made me stay. Shout out
that's,
to you.
That's we what forgot they all, your
name, but shout out.
That's what they all say.
But basically, yeah, they have a podcast. It's called True and On. It's really good, straightforward. And they covered the entire case day by day. They went and stayed in a hotel and, like,
would wake up at the crack of dawn to get ready and go to the trial.
Yeah, so it's crazy. We got a lot of our stuff from then based off of the trial. But other than that, it's our own research and our own knowledge that we knew already or that we found out. So, Jeffrey Epstein's Island. It's Little St. James. That's what he used to call it. That's what people knew it by before they knew it by Pedophile Island. It's in the U.S. Virgin Islands. And it was, and we think probably still is, an escape for select high-profile celebrities, politicians, business owners to be involved in trafficking and sexual harassment of children and teenagers. So, like we've talked about, this does have to do with pizza. So,
yeah.
So this, this obviously is a huge deal, and a lot of people think that it stopped at Jeffrey Epstein. Well, that is incorrect. And then some people are like, no, that's not true. It stops at Ghislaine. No, it doesn't. It is like a never-ending trail.
Pretty much.
It's just Jeffrey Epstein was like the king, which maybe he wasn't. But anyways, yeah, it's an island. Little St. James is an island where Pizzagate would happen and, you know, like high-profile people with lots of money would go. And I've got a few people's names on here. Not a lot. Solely because that will come later on in the case. Because in the case, yeah, the documents did come out. And we'll talk about those later. But Epstein bought Pedophile Island in 1998, so 24 years ago. Yeah. So even when Epstein was alive, Little St. James already had nicknames like Island of Sin and Pedophile Island and Orgy Island.
Before he bought it?
No, like while he was still alive.
Okay, I thought, because
you know, like,
you
when
said,
he died was when everybody said, like, oh my gosh, what? Like,
I thought you said before he bought it. I was like, gross, what?
No, when he was still alive. And so those nicknames obviously are giant red flags in themselves. Meanwhile, Epstein often called it Little St. Jeff's.
What?
Which also sounds creepy to me, not gonna lie. So not only is the island completely, if you haven't seen it, it's completely isolated from the rest of the Virgin Islands, and it's really hard to leave. And really hard to get to. So there's only two ways off the island, by helicopter or by private boat. This made it super difficult for authorities to even monitor Epstein when he was still alive. We think he's alive, whatever. When he was still alive, and it's hard for victims to escape.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those places where, like, it's in the middle of nowhere. It's like it's super isolated from the other islands, the U.S. Virgin Islands. So even when authorities tried to check on Epstein, he wouldn't even allow them to step onto the island. Did you know that?
I'm sorry. I heard my cat just hollering.
No, you're fine.
Sorry if y'all heard that. I'm sorry.
When they tried to check on Epstein, he would not allow them to even step foot on the island.
Well, he had the right.
But
sadly,
They never even got to step foot on the island while he was, I mean, he wasn't even under investigation at that point, but, like, even if they just ever came over there, he's like, oh, no.
They couldn't get a warrant or something?
I guess, well, I mean, they didn't have the reason to get the warrant at the time, I guess, but officers were stopped at the docks, and they were told that Little St. James was private property. So, did you know, by the way?
No, I'm kidding.
He was recognized as a sex offender in 2008.
Was it as in, like, let's see, what was the charge? Like, I mean, obviously, no, it was like,
it was from a woman. Mm-hmm. Maybe not a woman.
He was, like, in the sex offender registry?
Tori, he went to jail.
Oh, back then?
Uh-huh. He went, but he was still able to, like, fly around the world or whatever, but he was served just over a year in prison and violated his probation multiple times, traveling to hotels and even going on helicopter trips without telling anybody where he was going. Also, something that a lot of people notice, and I noticed myself, I'm sure you did too, Tori, the architecture of the island is super odd. Like, the buildings and stuff.
Yeah, the designs are, like, they're just, they're not, like, your everyday.
They almost look, like, Aladdin-esque.
Yeah, they look Egyptian-y.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, like, you know, like, the dome roofing. Like, literally a dome. That's, like, you saw that a lot on the island, which that came from, like, people taking pictures from above, which was hard in itself to get anyway. But, for example, there's a random sundial in the middle of the island where colorful benches circle it, and it looks kind of ritualistic.
I've seen that before.
But sundials, obviously, they're super old school, so a lot of people are like, why does he even have that? I mean, it probably looks cool. But why are there colorful benches circling it? And it's like, which Tori will probably post a picture of it on the Instagram. If you look at a picture of it, it's like creepy.
I wonder, like, I'm just out of curiosity. I wonder how much to buy that whole island costed him. Because, wow.
Billions.
Like, sure. a whole island.
So there's also a small building striped blue and white with the golden dome roof, like I was talking about, that's completely isolated from the other buildings. So it's, like, on a hill. Yeah, Tori pulled up a picture of it right now. It's, like, on a hill, and it's nowhere near the other buildings.
Yeah, and it's close to the water. Like, it's not, it's, like.
Which, the island in itself is not super big. Have you ever seen, a big picture of it?
Yeah.
It's not super large. I mean,
it's still big for one. Like, that's for one person to be by an island.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, it's like a big island, but it's not like we're not talking like something humongous. Crazy, yeah. Yeah. So, for some reason, security guards still walked around the residence even after Epstein was initially arrested. So there were security guards still on the island watching the island after Epstein was arrested.
Do you remember when Libby and Noah went on their honeymoon and it was close to one of Jeffrey Epstein's Florida houses?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was still being guarded then, and that was literally
last year.
2021 in May. And that's, it had been that long. Confusing. It was still being, like, guarded.
Who was
and it
paying
was being
those people to continue to guard it? The government?
I guess. And they were, like, tearing it down and stuff. They were, like, destroying it. Yeah.
Evidence as well. Probably. Against anybody else. Yikes. So, Maxwell, she has bragged that the island had been completely wired for video. And that her and Epstein were videotaping everybody on the island as insurance policy and as blackmail.
See, that's my thing, is, like, even though through after all the trial, I know that we'll get into this, but they, like, there's, like, a, like, in court, there's, like, a list of people that they go through, and they say, like, oh, if this person's guilty, if this person's not, but they don't release that to us.
Well, you know what, and one of my points on there, Ghislaine's team personally, like, pleaded, do not show the book that has everybody's names, because they said that the population and the, like, the whole world would go into a frenzy over who was on it.
Okay, well, let them go. Let's all go into a frenzy.
That's what I'm
here
saying.
For it.
They were saying, like, if you release that, like, it's gonna be, like, insanity what
who cares?
Happens. That's what I was saying. I'm like, why would you keep that up? Like,
yeah, why are we still protecting predators?
Exactly. The FBI also seized hundreds of DVDs from the island as well, and that hasn't really been talked about ever since.
Okay, well, I wonder if the DVDs... Okay.
I bet you they're on the dark web.
Probably. I wonder if the DVDs are partial of the tapes of them taping people, or if it's like...
I bet it's both.
Like snuff films.
I bet it's both.
Yeah, probably.
I bet it's both, for sure. Like the... Oh, God, you know what makes me sick?
I don't remember.
It's like, I wonder if he rented them.
I'm
serious.
I'm sorry. I just went through the five stages of grief.
Like, what if he rented the snuff films? If they are snuff films.
I mean, they're probably something along the...
I would say that, and then it's probably also... Because if the FBI found... First off, the FBI, we don't trust them anyway. But the FBI, if they found the DVDs and it was people walking onto the island and, like, obvious, like, criminal...
Incriminating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's obvious stuff like that, why
is... I'm just so nosy. I'm just like, okay, just show
It's not
us.
Even nosy. It's our right to see it.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, but also,
well, I mean, just... some people, I don't know about everybody, but I do know some people are like, oh, I'd just rather not know. And I'm like, why?
No, I would want to know. Yeah. I want to know.
Okay, now we're going to get into talking about who is Ghislaine. She's just the best person I've ever met.
She's really fake, to say the least.
Yeah, from what I've heard from a lot of different, like, I guess you call them eyewitness accounts. Everybody describes her differently.
Well, and even on the trailer, like, that audio that I got of, like, when she's just really genuine, like, you feel like you could tell her anything, but also, like, that's just,
the part where she's fake. The part where they said she acts like a teenager was, like, creepy.
It is. Well, because she had to lure them in. To the girls that she was pulling for Jeffrey, which is disgusting. But, alright, so Ghislaine Maxwell, she is known for her association with Jeffrey Epstein. Everybody knows, if you don't know who Jeffrey Epstein is, exclude this. Everybody knows who Jeffrey Epstein is.
Yeah.
But she used to work, Ghislaine used to work for her father. His name was Robert Maxwell, until he died in the 90s. And then she moved to the United States and became a close associate of Epstein.
They were confusing, though, because, like, half of the people that worked for Ghislaine and Jeffrey say that Ghislaine and Jeffrey were together, but they also weren't together.
Right, yeah.
I think they were, like...
Nobody ever knew the title.
I think they were business partners that were also, like, lovers, but also was, like, open relationship.
I think they were friends just, with benefits. I think benefits. They were
just both with freaks of nature.
I think it was, like, a title of, like, friends with benefits. But, like, I think Ghislaine was in love with Jeffrey Epstein.
And he
wasn't in love with her.
Probably.
But he would fool around with her because he was insane.
They're both disgusting.
She sucks too, but, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she came to the United States and then became a close associate of Epstein. Maxwell founded, okay, this is going to get wild. All right, so she founded this nonprofit group for the protection of the ocean. It's called the Terramar Project, and she founded that in 2012. The organization announced that it was ending their operations in July of 2019, which was only a week after the sex trafficking charges against Epstein became public. And so she totally cut the operations for her organization as soon as Epstein was arrested and it was made public. And then in 2020, she was charged by the U.S. federal government with crimes of enticement of minors and sex trafficking of underage girls. So we are obviously 2 years past what happened. The trial was in 2021. She was arrested in 2020. Or she was charged in 2020. The U.S. Virgin Islands Department of Justice announced in July 2020 that Maxwell was also under investigation in the Caribbean territory. So this went off. This was all over the place. Mm-hmm. She was not only Jeffrey's associate, but an owner and founder of an ocean project, which we'll get into that later.
Yeah, I remember I've heard some things about that.
Well, and the people who funded it is what makes it sketchy, too. But, anyways, Maxwell, she went into hiding when Epstein was officially arrested. She bought a 4,300-square-foot house that sits on 156 acres of land, which obviously is a lot. She bought it for $1 million in cash.
That not get flagged, and just
because she had $1 million in cash, she probably had it saved up. If anything, I bet you this was her plan B. She's a businesswoman, you know, she's psycho. But I think she literally just, like, had that money for emergency.
I can't even imagine what that would, like, $1 million in cash would look like.
Well, and the fact that she was running away too, like, she knew she did something wrong. That's a whole other thing. Like if you didn't do anything wrong, why are you running away with $1 million?
Well, I would say, okay, let's put it this way. Like, depending on the person, if, say, for instance, you were dating someone, okay, you are not guilty, but you figure out your boyfriend is. Some people will run away because they're ashamed to be in public. In her case, she is obviously guilty.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess I could see that point too. Just but also like you're, for like, her sad. For her to, which we'll talk about in a second, for her to try to change her name and do all this in XYZ and do all this stuff, that's very sketchy.
Yeah.
To say the least. But she purchased this home with an ex-military man, and his name was Scott. She claimed her name was Jen, and they both used the surname Marshall when she bought it for the $1 million in cash. They named the property...
Did she just say, oh, my name's Jen, or did she actually go change her name?
My thing is, I think she probably showed the $1 million to whoever sold it to her, and they were like, okay, no questions asked.
They're probably going to hear the rain.
Oh, that's okay. It's only... It's
here, not you guys can bad. Have a moment of peace. Ready? Go.
You ruined the piece. They named the property, though. They named it Tucked Away.
Oh! Who is Scott?
That's this ex-military man that she bought it with.
She bought it with him?
They said with, but...
Or was she bought it from him?
No, not from him. They were living there together.
Okay.
That's what makes this whole thing... It just doesn't make sense. Who is he? I don't know. Probably some guy that she was like, oh my gosh, he did this to me. Come on. Let's go.
Or, as you said, he's ex-military. He probably knows some few tricks up his sleeves.
I think he might have been like a friend of hers that she kept on a leash so that she could use him.
Probably.
They named the property Tucked Away. Weird. Whatever. Scott, the military man like I was talking about, he's an ex-U.S. Coast Guard officer, and they claim to have met at the Ocean Preservation Conference, where Ghislaine spoke for her Terramar project. Ghislaine opened a phone using the name G-Max, and the FBI used that phone to track her down.
G-Max.
A real estate agent identified her as the person who introduced herself as Jen Marshall. So, yeah. I mean, she didn't get very far. They found her. These are coincidences that are not coincidences. So the Twitter CEO, the Walmart CEO, and the Twitter CEO, Walmart CEO, and the CNBC CEO, which is a channel, all resigned on the first day of the Maxwell trial.
I remember seeing that and I was like, okay, go ahead. Actions speak louder than words. So we know you're probably guilty too.
Exactly. It's weird.
I think there was a couple of other ones too that also stepped down.
I'm sure they did.
It was, yeah.
It's weird. Why? If you didn't have anything to do with it, why? They stepped down because they knew their name was going to come up at some point.
Jeez.
So people think also that it's fishy that the Omicron virus, which we all know and love, hit the media hardest when the case was beginning, which I remember. So this case happened in November of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Back then everybody's like, dude, it's on the rise. The cases are on the rise.
I don't think I know anyone who ever had Omicron.
I don't even really know that many people that have had COVID in general, but yeah.
I know a couple of people who've had COVID, but not the other strands.
This trial was happening. And of course, as soon as it wasn't televised. We all know that. It wasn't televised. It's all just sketched with, like, artists who sketched all that stuff. Which Tori will probably post some of those, too. But the Omicron virus was like, oh, everybody, the Omicron virus. And they start talking about it. They talk about the spikes. They talk about all this stuff as soon as this is happening. So nobody's talking about it because everybody's worried about COVID.
Exactly.
So, anyways, Joe Biden... Our lovely president, who we love so much, he nominated Ghislaine Maxwell's judge.
Yeah, that just, like, I don't know. Why are we nominating judges?
Why is he nominating the judge?
I mean, is that like a normal thing? Sometimes, I mean, okay, I'm not going to sit here and act like I know everything about the government, because I'll tell you right now, I don't. I know some stuff about the government, some things I have no idea what I'm talking about, and that's when I will admit it. I'm never going to act like I know what I'm talking about.
But with that, if is it that is a normal thing?
If it is a normal thing, which I don't, I want to say it's not, but I'm not totally positive like you. I'm not going to say that I know everything about everything. But if it is, number one, that's screwed up. Number two, my thing is like, okay, Joe Biden's our president, whatever. But like having a family as cryptid as his was, like with Hunter Biden and all that stuff, all the conspiracies that have been linked to Joe Biden and his family, yeah, and all of the work that he's done, he should not be able to nominate a judge that is involved in a case that has to do with such a huge trafficking ring.
Didn't Ghislaine also try to like have her own say in picking the judge or something?
I don't even know.
I don't know if she was doing some things that were.
I know that money gets you anywhere.
Yeah, I do know that. That's why I've gone nowhere.
That's why we are here. But in the Madeleine McCann case, which we have talked about before, that case is just super fascinating to me for some reason. I mean, there's reason. But, like, if you don't know what we're talking about, after this episode, you can go look on our podcast. We have a episode, I think it's just called The Madeleine McCann, or The Disappearance of Madeleine McCann. Yeah. It's a really great episode, but she went missing. She's this little girl that went missing. There was a sketch of a woman and two men brought into question, and many people think that the woman looks just like Ghislaine.
It does. The sketch looks like the same person.
And the two men look like the Podesta brothers.
Yeah.
Which the Podestas,
whew. We've talked about them before.
So, the detective who linked the Podestas to Madeleine McCann's disappearance was found dead shortly after. Okay. So, the reason that I bring up the Madeleine McCann case is because, obviously, like I said, Ghislaine Maxwell, people think that there's a resemblance with Ghislaine Maxwell and the woman that's in the picture, but also, like, the Podestas and Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein, they're all friends. They've all been linked together anyway. There's pictures of them together.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's evident that there was an involvement somewhere. So, the Podestas, if you don't know, they've been heavily involved with the Clintons and Obamas, not saying that the Obamas, the Clintons did, but not saying that the Obamas did anything on the island. I mean, I don't know. I'd have to look at the documents. It wouldn't surprise me. But they were friends with them through being, what was it, his chief of counsel,
mm-hmm,
okay, to the Obamas. So, obviously, there is some tainted something going on.
Yeah.
But it was questioned if Maxwell had been mistreated in prison because she had a black eye.
Oh my gosh. I remember her, like, apparently her, like, legal team and her family for so long were like, we need to get her out of this prison. She's being mistreated.
Of course she's being mistreated. People know what she did.
And I'm like, okay.
If you mess with kids, you always get messed up in jail.
Exactly. I'm like, mistreat her again, please. Like,
yeah. Go ahead and hit her again. Give her another black eye.
Like, why does she deserve high treatment? Because she has money to her name?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, apparently, but though, black eyes are a common side effect to lack of adrenochrome.
Mm.
Which, a lot of this series, like, if you have not listened to our, I think it's the Exposed.
Unmasked? No.
I think it's the Exposed series. We have two series that are on our podcast right now. We have Unmasked and we have Exposed.
It's Exposed.
Exposed is from season one. That is when we talk about pizza. I'm nervous to say it because I don't want to get flagged.
Yeah, I don't want our episode to get taken down.
Which it could. But that's when we talk about pizza and all that stuff.
ice cream.
Yeah, and all of that has to do with it. And it does have a lot to do with politics too in that series. I remember that vividly because it was crazy. But if you don't know what adrenochrome is and you want to know more about it, go listen to that series because it's really good. And it would probably be good to have that background before you listen to this, but you could still listen to this one and understand what's going on. But yeah, a black eye is a side effect to lack of adrenochrome. Ghislaine's team has been trying to get their hands on everything that was found in the initial raid of the Palm Beach house that Jeffrey owned to get it dismissed. Multiple people that had been there said that there was a room full of sex toys as well.
That's disgusting.
So,
I don't know. This kind of, like, this stuff always makes me, like,
sick to your stomach.
Yes, and angry.
Oh, yeah, no, it makes me... What makes me the most mad is that people get away with this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the part where, like, the you were saying that all that stuff's getting, like, dismissed.
Which, and essentially, by the way, Ghislaine Maxwell only got, like, 65 years of jail. Which, she'll die there. Yeah. But, like, still, like, it's just, like... I just wish there could have been more justice. And there should be, and there will be, if people continue to talk about it. But
yeah, more than, like yeah, she's going to jail, and, like, she was guilty or whatever. But I don't know what you mean when you say more justice. Like,
we deserve to know the rest of the names on the list.
That's what I want. Yeah. Like, every single person who's ever been involved.
Because the thing is those people, they're obviously not already registered sex offenders, most of them at least. And could be around kids every day. And you don't know.
Exactly.
And you don't know. And those children without knowing and their parents not knowing.
The rain is making me sleepy.
You're fine. But their parents and the children without knowing are putting themselves in danger.
Yeah. And just like when them saying that if they were to release the list, it would like shake the world or whatever. Why? Because they're celebrities and politicians?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's why it would shake the world?
Because they're so well-liked.
Well, I don't like any of them. I don't care who you are.
But that's what I'm, like, you know, like, celebrities, like, I'm not, I don't think he's on the list. I don't know. But if, like, it was, like, Justin Bieber. Everybody loves Justin Bieber. Not, exactly. Like, everybody. But, like, if his name was on the list, even though I love Justin Bieber, I would love to know that so that I can be, like, I hate Justin Bieber.
Exactly. So I could be, like, you need help.
No more support.
Yeah, exactly.
Because these people are getting our money. And we don't even, and what are they using that money for?
That's the part. I just really want them to expose the rest of it, because what's the point?
I know. It's insane.
Like, who cares so much about protecting those people? And why? Because you're scared of something?
I think the protection is more so because they know that if the American people unified, which is there.
We'd be unstoppable.
Which is the government's, if you didn't know, the government's biggest fear. It always has been. If the American people were unified, which is why they try to cause so much destruction.
Yeah.
But if we were unified with one cause to fight against, one thing that we all could agree on, which is obviously, like, Pizzagate is bad. Sex trafficking is bad.
Yeah.
If you do that, you suck. Like, you're not getting our support anymore. Obviously, everybody would do that. Nobody would, like, be like, oh, man, that is so awesome. Unless you were sick in the head.
Yeah, and then we're just going to attack you also.
So, but that's probably, it, like you were saying, like, I think that would be the reason why.
Yeah, it just, ugh.
Irks me.
Yeah, like, makes me just so, mad.
I know. Like, we've known this kind of stuff for forever, but, like, I always forget how mad it makes me until I'm talking about it out loud. And, like,
how
sad it really is until we're talking about it out loud. And how sad it is that not enough people talk about it or know about it.
I just don't understand, like, we have, like, our FBI or whatever, or, like, that kind of, they have so much funding. Why are they spending, like, why are they using so much of that stuff to, like, bust somebody for, like, petty crimes?
Like marijuana?
Yeah, or like somebody.
Yeah, why do,
like,
we have people in jail for, like, marijuana, somebody, but we have celebrities that are on the red carpet after they've been sex trafficking children?
Exactly. Or like somebody who's like, you know, they might be shoplifting groceries because they need to feed their family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why is that person in jail for shoplifting? But like you just said, you know, you got whoever the freak walking down the red carpet for their movie premiere after being a disgusting scumbag of the earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what makes me mad, because, like, I know somebody who works in the Georgia FBI in the sex trafficking area of it. Like, she's the lead. And, like, she works her butt off. She does an amazing job. But I just wish it was like that everywhere.
Right.
And, like, on, like, the more...
On the deeper side.
The national level of, like, the big... Yeah, the big...
That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing.
Because if you take in the top of it, the rest is going to crumble.
If you think... If you really think about it, like, if you think that people, organizations and stuff, especially, like, and I know, like, obviously there's more countries to this world, but, like, in America, like, we're, like, the hot spot for issue, mm-hmm. like, sex trafficking, we are, like, the big, like, we're the big, big mama for that, okay? It's just terrible, obviously, But, like, if you think that corporations like the CIA, the FBI, like, certain big corporations, if you think that those people are, like, actually for you, it's not. They're not.
So, like, me and, like, not in, like, a depressing note, but, like, me and, I think it was, yeah, me and Chaz were talking about, like, the other day or the other week, like, how it makes us, like, not even proud to be in this country anymore.
Yeah, it's, like, because what it is we broadcast ourselves as such an amazing country, as in a country for justice and liberty for all, which, like, obviously a lot of people have been questioning that saying for forever for other reasons. But, like, the deep reason, like, for all of that, like, these kids, they don't have freedom.
Exactly.
They don't. And the sad thing is, like, the same people who are, like, in power and say the Pledge of Allegiance all the time, whatever, they have flags flying out of the freaking White House. All of those people are the same people who are contradicting what the country was founded and built on.
Yeah.
Because this ain't no one nation under God.
I mean, the country was also founded on sex trafficking and slavery.
Behind the scenes, yeah.
So, basically, we're just a rotting apple.
Wow, that's a good analogy, probably. But, okay, so, Ghislaine Maxwell's family. Okay, so these were apparently important people, which I had never heard of them ever in my life before. But Robert Maxwell, that's Ghislaine's father. He was apparently, like, always on the media, before his mysterious death, which I didn't know his death was mysterious till I read about it, but it said that Robert died from falling off of a yacht that was named after Ghislaine, but conspirators, like conspiracy theorists, they mm-hmm. think that he may have been murdered or he killed himself.
He was probably pushed.
By who?
Probably Ghislaine.
But, like, how do you fall off a yacht?
I was telling you about that girl earlier that jumped off the cruise ship.
She jumped. He fell?
Yeah, he probably got pushed.
So, shortly before his death, it had been made known that Robert had been stealing money from his employees to do with it whatever he wanted.
Ooh.
Yeah, and after his death, his family was left to clean up that mess that he had made for himself. And then Ghislaine is reported having said that he was murdered. So she thinks he was murdered.
So she thinks he was, like, pushed also.
Probably. Maxwell tried to get on bail 6 days before trial through her family. 6 days before trial. Just want to say that again. Put on bail. Bail. As if the crimes that she committed deserve to be just bail.
I know. And it's funny too, because she knows that it'd be no problem to afford it.
Mm-hmm. 6 days before. She was that scared. Rightfully so. She's ridiculous. Own up. Fess up.
No, you know what they should do? They should, like our government should have a day. Like, there should be just, like, a Saturday. Where if you want, there's a punching booth where you can come punch sex offenders for fun.
Yeah.
And, like, they should let us all come do it for free.
With their cuffs on. With yeah, their orange jumpsuits. I'm, like, envisioning your vision.
We just get to, like, it's, like, a booth. It looks like a kissing booth, but it has, like, ugly face in it. And you just get to knock them out. Just for fun. I want to do that to her.
Yeah, she deserves it. I'd hope to God that she is getting tortured. I don't want her to get
hurt. I hope to God she's getting so tortured.
To be honest with you, it sounds morbid. She deserves it for what she did to these girls. Which we'll talk about in later episodes, but, like, still, she sucks.
Yeah.
I hope she is getting punched in the face.
She's, like, a transactional human being. Like, everything to her is a transaction.
I thought you were going to say she's a transgender. I was like, is she?
No, she's, like, a transactional person. Like, she looks at people as transactions.
She does, because once you have all this money, you get, like, money hungry, power hungry. Which is the whole reason why everybody's a psychopath.
Yeah. For real. They get a god complex.
So they stated, like I said, that she was being treated unfairly because they were rejecting all of her applications for bail and they were not offering her security. Of course they were rejecting her applications for bail.
I think it's funny that they're not offering her security.
No, she didn't have she didn't have any security. So people were, like, beating the crap out of her, probably. Good. Which I'm glad.
And me too.
But, like, But, like, they rejected all of her applications for bail, and they're like, this is so unfair.
Oh, no. My God.
No, sister. This is still not fair.
Yeah, it's still not fair to America.
Yeah.
Not America, but
the girls, the people. Yeah, the people. So the reason that the official reason that she wasn't offered bail is because she presents a fairly high flight risk, which a high flight risk means that they thought that if they released her on bail, that she would run away, which she would.
Yeah,
that she would like go. She would leak.
Okay, she was already trying to change her name and everything before all of this. Imagine what she would do if she got put on bail. She would immediately change her appearance and alter things and change her name and like run away to another country.
She would take off.
She'd be gone with the wind.
Yep. She would take off. And then lastly, people believe that these things are not coincidences in the fact that just before Epstein's trials, he, quote, killed himself.
Yeah.
Now, what people think, before we end this episode, what people think with Jeffrey Epstein killing himself is that he was murdered. Mm-hmm. Either that or that he's still alive. But the murder conspiracy would be that he was killed so that he would not take everybody else down with him.
I think he probably would have.
He would have.
I think he would have. That's why, like, okay, there's a small chance that he could still be alive and he could have ran away or whatever. But I feel like he was murdered because I think he was going to blow the whistle.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's kind of like how a man's brain works, kind of how men are.
Mm-hmm.
That he'd be more likely to be like, well, screw y'all, I'm gonna name all of you. And
the
so,
thing, yeah, I mean, like, why wouldn't he?
Exactly.
You know, like, what is the benefit of him not doing it for himself, exactly, other than dying?
He was already in jail.
So people think that because here's the thing, what benefit did he have to kill himself? What? Like, he couldn't live with the crime? I doubt that. I doubt that that's what it was.
And it's just, they also, so, you know, when he, quote, killed himself, both security guards were asleep.
Mm-hmm.
The cameras malfunctioned at the exact time that it happened.
Yep.
Then Jeffrey Epstein's brother had advanced personal autopsy done on Jeffrey Epstein and said that the way, I don't remember, there's a certain muscle or certain something in the throat that was, like, broken, and it's not how it gets broken when you hang yourself. It's when you are murdered.
Mm.
And that was broken or dismembered or, I don't know. Obviously. Not dismembered, but you know what I mean. It was not correct.
Obviously, it is fishy, to say the least.
Yeah.
It is. There is, and I will say, like, where I can stand on strong, Jeffrey Epstein, I do not think, killed himself. I don't. I think that there is literally no logical explanation as to why he would. Because it's seriously, like I had said before, if he felt bad about what he did.
The only reason is his guilt.
But the thing is, though, is I don't think he felt guilty. Because he didn't seem to feel guilty in 2008 when he continued to do what he was doing afterward.
Yeah.
He didn't feel guilty. He was demonic.
I was going to say, this might sound kind of dark of me, but if there were actual video proof of that, of his suicide happening, I'd believe it then. But the fact that it just so happened to be so many coincidences adding up at the mm-hmm. exact moment that it happened just mm-hmm. doesn't sell it for me. Right.
And a lot of people, and there's even shirts, a lot of people think that Hillary Clinton had him killed.
Yeah, probably.
I've seen people wear shirts of it. Of like
seriously?
People.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen those.
It the front would say, but Clinton. It was like a joke. It was like Clinton did something Epstein.
Yeah.
But it was, I can't remember, but it was like, whoa. Like, that's,
yeah,
I
like
want,
a bold
I want
shirt.
That shirt. Yeah. But, yeah, some people think that the Clintons did it, but, regardless, I don't think that he killed himself. And like Tori said, I think if there wasn't so many mishaps,
so many reasons for me to be like, yeah, all right.
Like we always say, how many coincidences?
Until proven guilty.
Or how many coincidences until mathematically impossible?
Yes.
He
I
said
it's
so
guilty because of the trial.
But yeah, that concludes the first episode of the series. Like we said, in the next episodes of the series, we're going to be taking it day by day, piece by piece, totally dissecting this entire case and giving you guys the 411 that obviously nobody else wants to give it to you unless you listen to True Anon. But yeah, that that concludes the first episode. Now that you know the background, come back in 2 weeks to hear about the case of Ghislaine Maxwell. Hey guys, thanks for listening to this episode of TNT Talk.
Make sure you give us a follow on Instagram and Facebook
at TNT Talk.
Also, feel free to email us with any suggestions on topics for future episodes
at TNT Talk Podcast at gmail.com.